a sheltered life. My grandfather, aka Pop, snuck into my dream alive on his deathbed in Kewaunee, Illinois. I'd not seen him for 54 years. He looked remarkably well, except for his teeth, which were wooden and painted white. Two siblings followed me, sneaking through a back door at the hospital, climbing staircases the public didn't know existed, racing through hallways like cartoon characters. Finally finding him, he was wide awake, looking as healthy as an ox. Seeing him reminded me of the pile of leaves I'd fall into from the sturdy bough, the straw hat he gifted me, Pepper the parakeet heat-seeking his shoulder. Though he was dead after all these years, he was evidently happy I'd brought him back to life, at least temporarily.